Like the canaries that used to be brought into coal mines as early warning signals for toxic gases like methane, the world's penguins are sounding an alarm of potentially disastrous ocean changes. Of the 17 species of penguins, 12 are declining rapidly in number and are listed as endangered or threatened. A study published in 2008 by a professor of conservation biology at the University of Washington links this widespread decline in penguin numbers, in large part, to human activity. One cause is the rising ocean temperatures and increasingly erratic temperature and climate patterns. In the Antarctic Peninsula, where many penguins breed, temperatures are rising 5 times faster than the average rate of global warming, and sea ice covers 40% less area off the peninsula than it did 26 years ago. This decrease has led to reduced numbers of krill, the main source of food for some penguins, as well as for many of the fish species that penguins feed on. But it's not just climate change and melting ice that's putting penguins at risk. Other human activities are having serious impacts on penguin habitats and their food supplies. These include overfishing, guano mining, and rampant coastal development. In addition, oil pollution from drilling and shipping industries has impacted penguin populations throughout the Southern Hemisphere. Canaries were used as sentinels in coal mines because they were more sensitive to toxic gases than humans. Their deaths warned miners to get out before it was too late. Similarly, penguin populations respond rapidly to changes in the marine environment and serve as a warning that we are doing a poor job of managing our oceans, which could lead to potentially catastrophic consequences. This moment of science comes from Indiana University with production support from the Office of the Provost. I'm Don Glass.